I'd like to now introduce our next speaker, Sheikh Ibrahim Dadoon, who is an imam of the Southwest Sydney and an advocate of Palestine. I just want to mention that Sheikh Ibrahim was attacked by Zionists when he openly and publicly stood with the Palestinians. But Sheikh Ibrahim is an example of what it means to stand for this cause. Please welcome Sheikh Ibrahim.
Thank you, dear sister Asala. Always speaking words of truth, showing courage, leading the way for every single one of us to know and to see what it's like to speak to truth and bring about justice to our Palestinian brothers and sisters all around the world. Brothers and sisters, you know what baffles me? You know what's just weird when I hear these words? Is when I speak to people of influence and they say words to me when I say to them, why don't you say, speak up, bring about words that would make those who are a Zionist tremble with the knees. Why don't you use your platform? And their response is so cowardly. They say, I said words of here and there, and I said this speech here and there, and I showed a tear here and there, as if it's a tick-the-box approach. But I tell you, the genocide is still happening. The genocide is still happening. And those in influence think that they've done their part. Well, let me spell it out to you. And let's all bring them to shame together. To those people of influence, I say, we see the images day and night. This is a message to you. You saw what just happened recently in Gaza. Four people walking, innocent civilians, looking for what remains of their home in the north of Gaza. They are obliterated to pieces by a drone. One is hobbling away, and he too is obliterated by another drone. I say to Anthony Albanese, you had a spine only a few years ago, but you have cowardly accepted to be gagged by the Zionists. We saw two youth walking the coastline of Gaza. They are surprised when a tank emerges in front of them. They are killed immediately. Then a bulldozer is used to push their bodies into a burial of sand where they can try and deceive people and remove the evidence. I say to Tony Burke, Tony Burke, who has taken us for granted. Tony Burke, your weasel words of saying that you have been doing things behind closed doors is not going to stop a genocide. Speak publicly. Don't give us your weasel words of Ramadan Mubarak and Ramadan Kareem. Don't cower behind closed doors. We saw the Zionist Israeli occupation enter the home of a man who's living in the north. An elderly man is inside, and it breaks the heart to say these. But these Israeli occupying terrorists emptied a magazine in this old man who was saying no, 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 pleading for mercy. To Jason Clare, who has also taken us for granted. We all have parents, and no one wants to see their parent die in such a manner. Speak up! We saw the atrocities happening non-stop. And to Senator Fatima Payman, I say to you, you have been vocal, but your party politics got the better of you. You cowardly allowed for Israel to continue to be armed by Australia, and you didn't support the motion by the Greens in Parliament. All those who claim that they are doing something for Palestine. Cowards! Speak up! Use your voice! Use this privilege that you have been given to stop a genocide! My brothers and my sisters, I finally say to all my brothers and sisters in faith that know that God the Almighty, the All-Aware, the All-Powerful, knows through His ultimate wisdom that what is unfolding, don't ever think for a moment in your life that He is unaware of this. He knows of everything. He knows of the cry of a single mother who has lost all of her children. He knows of the trembling heart of the child as he hears the bombs landing upon his building. He knows of all of the atrocities happening, and justice will be given. If not in this world, then we seek justice in the hereafter. So my brothers and my sisters, we as a nation in Australia will bring about justice through people like you who love this nation because we care about justice. We're not going to sit around idly watching a genocide unfold. And because of people like you, we will continue to dismantle the occupying Israeli regime. We come to these protests, we boycott the products, and you know what that does? It brings about shivers down the spine of every Zionist sympathizer. Keep coming, people. You're making that change. It's through you we will see justice. It's through you we will see the establishment of peace. Brothers and sisters, come every week, raise your voice, and most importantly, show up for your brothers and sisters in Palestine. Thank you.